All right, final Taiwan special podcast episode of the week. I'm looking at Well, let's I want to get into some issues here. I made an observation a few weeks ago, and I want to elaborate on some specific things. I've been communicating with you, Kevin. I'm reaching an important decision about how to steer the future content of this podcast. And I believe it will be better. You probably won't notice a change other than you might like it more. In summary, I want to focus on topics that you would be interested in. There's a difference between me talking about something that interests me and not other people versus me talking about things that are interesting to you and are also interesting to me. If it's interesting to both of us, then we stay engaged. But if it's only interesting to one of us, it'll be boring. I'll say boring things, or I'll say things that you think are boring. You'll hear boring things. All right, pardon me. I need a swig of this. That was amazing. And I need another swig of water to wash it down. No, Marco Rubio's been in the news, by the way. Speaking of drinking in front of the microphone, drinking water in front of the microphone. He's pushing a free trade agreement with Taiwan. And that's something. You know, one of the things I've been dealing with in Taiwan is police aggression. I'm not going to say brutality, but aggression. Some police showed up and I asked them a simple question. Where? They said no parking. Now they're at a place. Nobody's being hurt. No one's injured. There's no threat. There are cars and vehicles parked illegally all over, but they decided to zero in on this. In fact, I've got that on camera. There's a car and a scooter parked in the middle of the road, and there's no police there. But they came over. Well, you're parked on a sidewalk that nobody's using for now. And so while you're here next to your vehicle, you're parked on the side. And so you have to leave. Well, that was their point kind of. So I said, if we can't park here, where can we park? I said, where? Where? And they didn't know what I was saying, and they acted like I was being rude and defiant. They raised their voices. They started shouting. And I made a video, shared it. I explained what was happening in Chinese and in English. And a number of people picked up on it. Because, say you got a foreigner who comes to a country. The police start shouting at him, and he's standing there saying something. They should get a translator, especially if they know which language he's speaking. In fact, I think it's a law. The police are not allowed to engage someone unless that person understands the police language. I think that that's a law in Taiwan. So I asked what on camera and with my camera, and the police started getting pretty hot and hostile, and it was really amazing. So the next night, a whole three cop cars show up. People are skating. Three cop cars show up and they walk out as if they're a military force. So I've got this on video and I immediately said, English, English, anyone, English. And they just stare there and try to not look at me. They did not like that. None of them spoke English. And so I pulled up the camera, did selfie mode. I said, in Taiwan, Taiwanese police don't speak English. And so that's it. If you don't speak Chinese, you don't get justice. You have to speak Chinese or the police can be angry at you for not speaking Chinese. And that's Taiwan. Something like that. And finally, this lady cop says in Chinese, speak Chinese. You got to speak Chinese. Oh, I'm so glad I got that on camera. I'm so glad. The police expect you to speak Chinese or else they can accuse you of being defiant, of disobeying what you don't know they're telling you, and they can get angry at you. And later on, at that same place, a foreigner walked up to me and said, the police hit me with pepper spray once. I held up my hands. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand. And they pepper sprayed me. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm just going to leave it at that. Well, I mean, you know, all these police have body cams, and that's got to be 2 days and six officers with body cams of this American that they don't understand. That had to go through somewhere. I mean, it was an encounter. It was a difficult situation. It was a confrontation. So they've got to be reviewing that. And that's got to be an embarrassment to the law enforcement, because there's this foreigner saying, you don't speak English, and that makes him look so stupid. The guys at 7-Eleven, the clerk at 7-Eleven, the clerk, the guys that run the counter at McDonald's speak better English than police. What is going on? You know, like, that's got to be an embarrassment for them. And it's on video. And it's gone around and some important people have seen it. I say important, like, we're talking people with a lot of subscription followings. No, I'm not saying it to say that I'm all self-important. I'm not looking to puff myself up, but I know that I've made a good video that helps people if the guys that are really busy take note of it and appreciate it. And that's, word is spreading, and the police are being noticed, and what they're doing is not being done in secret. And police brutality, or I'll say aggression, happens everywhere in the world. It's some attitude of entitlement that they, you know, you give them a nightstick and they think that it's a scepter, and they just go beat people with it because kings think that scepters are nightsticks, right? So I've had this idea that I've been wanting to share with you for a while. Just follow this. It's somewhat related. Brainwashed people can't remember others saying things that they haven't already memorized. I'll say that again. It's a bit of a complex sentence. Brainwashed people can't remember others saying things that they haven't already memorized. One more time. Are you with me now? Here we go. Brainwashed people can't remember others saying things that they haven't already memorized. It's an indication of brainwashing. You look at someone and you tell them something very clearly, no uncertain terms, A, B, C, and they do not remember. You could put it on video and show them listening to you say this 4 times in a row, and they can't remember. That's an indication that they have gone through some sort of emotional trauma or brainwash, or I don't know, something like that. So something in the woods of, you know, having been indoctrinated, you know, that they're under some type of a mind control. They only say things that they hear other people say. They only understand you saying something that other people say. That's how they roll. That's how they think. And, well, you know, let me tie all this, you know, so here we got, you know, why do police do what they do? Maybe they're brainwashed. They don't know how to respond to someone who isn't afraid of them and complies instantly. There's two people that are afraid and comply, and maybe we'll call it respect. Oh, they're respecting me. Maybe that's how they see it. It's like you're compliant and you obey them as the instant lawmakers, judge, jury, legislator, executioner. That's who they think they are on the spot. And you do everything they say, or else you're the other thing and they do whatever they want. And it's binary thinking. And so you say something, it doesn't fit the script. Why do cops shoot, beat, kill people, whatever? Because the other person didn't fit their little script. He wasn't immediately complicit. So it's the other thing, we have to kill him. And it all happens subconsciously. That indicates brainwashing. That's my theory on that. Now, let me take that a step further. I talked about this in the Encore this week at the Symphony at the Times, July 5. I think Tucker Carlson is cultivating hatred. That's been something I haven't liked for a long time. He takes the issues and he finds one issue and that's it for him. And he goes into Sartre's blamer mode. Look up blamer, 5 modes of communication, blamer mode. That's what Tucker Carlson communicates with. And so I we have confrontation all over the place. I've been describing various situations. This confrontation comes from this, it's brainwashed thinking. We don't think for ourselves. We don't think for ourselves. Even other people said, the police were angry, and they weren't. I got it on camera. Why? Because it's not what he thought.